My country has taught me the capacity for a human being to love is akin to godliness. It shines forth in a world, which civilization, I think, already has tampered too much with. In the last few days, the talks here, the wonderful people coming and showing their talent, talking about individual achievements, the innovation, the technology, the sciences, the knowledge we are gaining by being here in the presence of TED Talks and all of you, are reasons enough for us to celebrate the future us. But within that celebration, the quest to cultivate our capacity for love and compassion has to assert itself, just as equally. So I believe the future you is an infinite you. It's called a chakra in India, like a circle. It ends where it begins from to complete itself. A you that perceives time and space differently, understands both. Your unimaginable and fantastic importance and your complete unimportance in the largest context, in the larger context of the universe. A you that returns back to the original innocence of humanity, which loves from the purity of heart, which sees from the eyes of truth, which dreams with the untampered, which dreams from the clarity of an untampered mind. The future you has to be like an aging movie star who has been made to believe that there is a possibility of a world which is completely, wholly, self-obsessively in love with itself. A world, really, it has to be a you to create a world which is its own best lover. That, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, should be the future you. Thank you very much.